through Moody Station, WMEI, we got to know a man by the name of George Beverly Shea. We listened to him sing many times. And when Torrey Johnson offered me a radio program called Songs in the Night, my little board of deacons was strongly opposed to it. But somehow we were able to overcome the objections. And then we thought about the program. And I knew of one man that I heard on the radio and wondered if we could ever, I didn't think we could ever get him, but I was going to attempt it anyway. So I came, and it took in those days nearly an hour to get from there. You came up Ogden Avenue into Chicago. And I came in, and he was in these studios conferring with, or I've forgotten now exactly what he was doing, but I knew that there were two or three people sitting out here. And I always tease him. I had to get through all of his secretaries to get to him. And he always groans over that. But I got in here somehow and shook his hand and introduced myself and told him what I would like. And he's always reluctant to say no. You know, you can, Bev is such a quiet and gentle soul.
He is.
And when I told him what I thought he could do for the program and for our little community, he finally said, all right, I'll come next Sunday night. So he and his wife came, and they came every Sunday night after that. And then we became very close friends, and I told him when the time came that I felt I was going into other work and evangelism, I said, why don't you come and go with me? And so he did, and he's been with me ever since.
And history was made, as they say. Do you remember the day that Billy Graham came to meet you here?
Oh, my, yes. He tall, blonde, and he was very Southern, you know.
He was about, what, early 20s?
He was 21, and I was 31. And there's still that same age difference, Wayne. There really is.
He hasn't closed the gap.
Huh? You know, when he asked me to come to, in 1947, to his new work, I said the only gospel singers I've ever known about would sing a verse or two and then kind of exhort or preach for a while. Would I have to do that? He chuckled and he said, I hope not. So I said, then I'd like to come with you.
That's my job, he probably said.